Election College Episode 304, Bess Truman.
Let's throw a political party. Face it, the political scene sucks, but did it always? It's time for Election College, and class is in session. Now, your hosts, Jason Goff and Ben Smith.
Hey, Ben, we've been talking about Harry Truman for 18 years and everything having to do with Harry Truman except Bess.
Elizabeth. How do you get Bess out of Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Makes more sense than Peggy. A lot of people call Elizabeth Peggy. Oh, no, that's Margaret. I've heard Elizabeth, too,
that's Margaret.
Think. Yeah. I don't know. Either way, Bess Truman.
Bess. And, yeah, she was born in February of 1885. And, like you just said, her name when she was born was Elizabeth Virginia Wallace. And she grew up in Independence, Missouri. And as a child, she was known as Bessie. She was the oldest of four kids, the only girl. So she had three younger brothers. And she had a reputation as being a tomboy. And she liked to wear hats.
Yeah, one of her friends at one point said, Bess always had more stylish hats than the rest of us did, or she wore them with more style. And it's pretty much true. If you see a picture of Bess Truman, other than like her official first lady picture, it's probably going to be a picture of her with a hat on it.
Yeah, Ben, neither one of us are really hat people, are we?
You know, I go through phases. I'll wear a hat for like a year, maybe not quite a year. I'll wear a hat for like a summer, and then I go years without wearing one. I don't know. I just see hats to me. They just make my head hot and like my hair feel weird. And I don't know. I like them, but I don't need them.
Yeah. At one point I had like 80 hats and my wife told me you need to get rid of your hats. And that was very difficult. So I ended up making an album in Facebook with all my hats.
Nice. I'm like that with t-shirts. I have far too many t-shirts. And I don't even wear t-shirts. I usually wear like a polo shirt or something. But one of these days, I'm going to take all my t-shirts and turn it into like a quilt or something.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Yeah. Although it'd probably be enough t-shirts to supply like 12 quilts. So we'll see.
I bought an awesome t-shirt the other day because it was our last week in Texas.
Uh-huh.
And there's a gas station in Texas called Bucky's, and it's huge, like ginormous.
Yeah.
And they had, and the logo is absolutely hilarious because it's this beaver. And you just have to look it up, Bucky's.
All right, I'll take a look.
And I bought this t-shirt that has Bucky driving an RV and it says, Happy Camper. I'm a happy camper.
That's right. Well, Harry Truman meets Bess soon after he moves to Independence, where her family lived. And they actually went to school together all the way up through different grades and until they graduated. And after she graduates from Independence High School, she goes to Miss Barstow's Finishing School for Girls in Kansas City, Missouri. And during this time, you know, she had there's some issues and some different things that happened in her life. Her father takes his own life during that time, which you can imagine really impacting your childhood and or your adulthood or any part of your life when someone close to you passes for whatever reason. And, you know, this is going to kind of shape her. I don't know that this has ever been cited or anything, but when you look at Bess's personality, you almost have to think that traumatic events like this would shape their personality as they go on. And that seems to be the case for Bess.
Yeah. And, you know, she knows the haberdasher, but they were in kind of different social standing. Like, and I can imagine after her father's death, that had quite the impact on who she might have associated with. And one day in 1910, when Bess is living across the street from Harry's relatives. Harry's aunt, Ella Noland, says, "Hey, Harry, go return this cake plate that Bess's mom had sent over." And Harry goes, "Okay, yes, ma'am." And Bess answers the door, and boom, just like that, they begin dating. Not really dating. They just kind of had this interest in each other. And
the kids these days call that talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like a stage. Talking. There's a stage before dating now. It's called talking. And I just always thought that was going on a date. I don't know.
I had no idea.
Yeah. You got to be cool and hip now in order to be relevant. Sorry.
Did you ever have that? Like, I mean, you're younger than me. Did you, like, when you were in fifth grade, ask a girl out?
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Will you go out with me?
Yeah, that was pretty common.
Okay.
But I imagine the landscape now with, like, cell phones and technology in general has, like, totally changed how dating works at younger ages.
Yeah. Man, will you go out with me? I'm sorry, but if my fifth grader were to ask another fifth grader out, be like, no. You can't do that.
No. Where are you going?
to the cafeteria. That's where you're going.
We're so old now.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Harry and Bess and Harry, they've got some difficulties because of the whole social standing deal, you know? Harry's not an uppity, up guy. And he doesn't have really enough money to win the affections of all the parties involved in such a relationship. So he decides, I'm going to go into the army. And he goes to France, serves in World War I. And when he comes home, he's going to be doing okay financially. And he asks Bess, "Hey, you and me, let's get together, please." And she says, "Okay."
Yeah. So they get married in 1919 at Trinity Episcopal Church in Independence. And shortly after, a few years later, they have a daughter named Margaret, which they can call her Peggy.
I'm always thinking of those commercials. What insurance company was that? And it was a guy to answer the phone. He'd say, "This is Peggy."
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Vaguely.
I wonder if his name was Margaret.
Maybe. Who knows?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So when Harry Truman gets elected to Congress as a senator in 1934, so about 15 years after they get married, they move down to Washington, D.C. And Mrs. Truman, doing the, you know, the thing you do when you're married to a senator, gets together with a bunch of other women. She joins a club called the Congressional Club. She joins the PEO Sisterhood. She joins the 8th Street United Service Organization and, of course, does some work with the Senate Wives Club division of the Red Cross. So she is going to keep herself busy even before she goes on to join up with Truman's staff and be a clerk and do mail runs and stuff like that.
Yeah, it sounds like she's really not loving Washington, D.C. life. And then here, her husband gets selected to be the running mate for FDR, an ailing FDR at that. And there she is. One morning, she finds out, well, FDR is dead. Her husband's the president. And she's like, this is not cool. I have absolutely no privacy. Just leave me alone. But she grins and bears it.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, she sticks to what she's supposed to do. Any of the social obligations or anything, she's going to be there. But she's not going to really want to do anything else. She prefers to keep to herself. And Even a lot of times, she wasn't even in town. She wasn't even in D.C. during Like, if it wasn't a season where you would entertain people, she wasn't going to be in D.C. And really, you know, this is quite a change because Eleanor, before her, Eleanor Roosevelt, was very active in the public. She loved having press conferences. And Bess is like, look, I'm not the one who got elected, and I have nothing to say to the public. So go ahead and find your news elsewhere.
I wonder if that helped because, you know, the Trumans move into Blair House.
Yeah.
Because the White House becomes, you know,
a pit.
Uninhabitable.
Yeah.
Those pictures of the White House during the renovation are crazy. I had no idea that they gutted the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. It is insane. And you have to imagine that's when they put in a lot of the, you know, the bunker and the tunnels and all that kind of stuff that we know are there. Because when else, what's a better time to do it than then?
Right. So it makes sense that she's going to not mind too much that she's not living in the White House. And somebody asks her, hey, how would you feel if Margaret were to become president? Do you want that to happen? And Bess is like, most definitely not. I just want to go back to independence. I want Margaret to come back to independence. I want Harry to come back to independence. Let's all go to Missouri and just live a peaceful life after this whole president thing is done.
Yeah.
And that's what happens in 1953.
Yeah, they go back and Harry works on his presidential library. He does a lot of writing and stuff like that. But they're kind of broke. And so he's writing his memoirs. And I know we talked about that during the episodes about him. But whenever President Johnson comes in later in 1965, so, you know, a while after he's out of office, the Trumans were not doing terribly well financially. And they were one of the first people to be given the benefits of Medicare.
Harry passes away in 1972. He's 88 years old. She's 87. They are the oldest couple having occupied the White House. So, former president. Now, the Bushes have since overtaken them. George H.W. Bush and Barbara. But Bess goes on to live another decade. She's 97 years old when she passes away in 1982. They have a private funeral service for her, and she is buried in Independence, Missouri at the Harry S. Truman Library.
Have you ever been to the Truman Library, Jason?
Drove past it.
I thought you did.
We visited the Eisenhower Presidential Library.
Uh-huh.
And they're not that far from each other. But it was so hot, and that was in our old RV, and it was just miserable.
Yeah.
And we had a three-year-old, and that was not, yeah.
Yeah.
We figured we'll do that some other time.
Right. I think that was probably the wise choice.
But I have a lot of friends in Kansas and a lot of friends in Missouri, and we will probably be back.
Cool.
Have we ever done an episode about Missouri and Kansas? We've done Bleeding Kansas, but have we talked about that rivalry?
I don't think so. I mean, yeah, we talked about Kansas a good bit across a lot of different episodes and their introduction to the Union, but I don't think we've done an episode specifically about the two, the dichotomy between the two.
Maybe we should talk about John Brown sometime, but he wasn't really elected to anything.
Maybe our listeners would make an exception.
I don't know. How do you feel about that, listener? Would you like to hear about John Brown? It'd be kind of an interesting topic.
Well, that's the short history, but the history of Bess Truman. And she remains the longest-lived first and second lady in United States history.
And she would probably be very excited that a couple of cousins are talking about her in 2019. Probably not.
I don't think she would have been. I think she would have wanted us to keep her out of it.
And speaking of keeping us out of it, I don't know how to segue, but, you know, you can join our group.
Have you ever ridden a Segway?
No, I was actually thinking about that the other day. What was that? What would that feel like?
I know, like, they're still out there, but I feel like my time has come and gone. Like, the height of Segway usage is gone.
Unless you become a mall cop.
True. They have these, like, scooter rentals now in places like Anaheim and out in California, a lot of places where you can, like, rent a scooter for $1 and then pay per minute or something. And they're everywhere. It's insane. A lot of the residents hate them because they're just, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I think you can go on one of those Segway tours.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I still think I would fall off of the thing. But the people look happy when they're riding in them.
Yeah.
Yeah. On them. In them. About them.
Well, again, speaking about Segways, make sure to leave us a review over on iTunes. You can go to electioncollege.com/review or just head over to iTunes, look us up. You'll find us. We're ranked up there pretty high as far as if you look up Election College. So we would really appreciate that and appreciate you listening every week or every time we put out an episode. And over 300 episodes in, we're still learning stuff too, which is kind of crazy.
We are chugging along.
That's right.
Well, we'll see you next week.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.